This is drawing number 38, and it's titled Take Over the World. And I have to confess at this point that I did mess up on these drawings. I'm not sure how many, maybe three or four or six drawings where I got them a little bit out of sequence. So it's a little messed up. I'm only human, and basically, the process for making these drawings, the way I did them in groups of eight. And first I would paint all of the online text for maybe eight drawings in a row, and then I would go back over those and circle out the biblical text. And so what happened was, I have them all numbered, so they're always in order, but I wasn't paying attention, and I circled a whole bunch of them, circled the biblical text, but the online text was not in the proper sequence. So the way I'm presenting these drawings, I'm presenting all the online text in the proper sequence, which in this case makes the biblical text a little out of sequence. And I'm just letting that happen. I'm not trying to correct it. It's a big mistake, but it's kind of truthful and honest. And, you know, the online text, a lot of the online text is confused. And even my little recordings here are stumbling and confused. I think that's important. There's a degree of honesty there. I certainly don't have all the answers. I'm not a brilliant genius person. I say and you know a lot, and my brain stops thinking right in the middle of a thought, so there's some awkward pauses in these recordings, and that's just a certain reality. That's the truth. That's who I am. That's the way it goes. And I haven't said much about this drawing, so I'll try to say a little bit now. It's a pretty busy one. It's got some great colors. It's got a nice blank column on the left, which is always great to be able to use that for moving around with my dotted lines. I can jump over into that space and not have to meander in between letters. And in the upper band of red, some of the lettering is really close to the background color, so it's kind of hard to see. Again, nothing's perfect, but I don't know. I think it's a pretty beautiful drawing. It's got some nice black blobs where some of the lines, kind of the liquid kind of fluttered off my brush a little bit. So, sure, this drawing's a winner.